Hello and welcome to Charity Chat, the ACNC's podcast. My name is Matt Crichton and I'm from the education team here at the ACNC. And in this episode, I spoke with Acting Commissioner Murray Baird about the ACNC's latest research into public trust and confidence in the charity sector in Australia. We hope you enjoy the chat.
Welcome back to the podcast, Murray.
Thanks very much, Matt.
The ACNC has released a new report this week, again on public trust and confidence in Australian charities. Can you just begin by giving us some background on this research?
Yes. Well, Matt, one of the objects of the ACNC Act is to maintain, protect and enhance public trust and confidence in the not-for-profit sector. And we do this through increased accountability and transparency. So we will be judged on one measure as to how close we've got to that object.
Right.
So as part of that focus, we commission research into public trust and confidence, and we do it every 2 years,
yep,
just to see how we're keeping up, both in our role, but also the national sentiment of trust and confidence in charities.
And this report, you mentioned it's every 2 years, so we're up to the third edition?
That's right, yes. We set a benchmark soon after we were established, and we've been comparing to that benchmark.
And just before we get into some of the details and some of the stats of this report, how was the research conducted?
Well, there was a combination of techniques. There was an extensive questionnaire, and there was focus groups where people actually came together and had an extended period of discussion, and there were face-to-face interviews as well.
Yeah, right. And this is done with a wide range of people? It's not located in one office in one CBD in the country?
No. The team went to a variety of locations, places like Ballarat and Brisbane, Melbourne and Newcastle, Perth and Sydney. So we get a variety across the country.
And now just getting into some of the details of the report, what did the research find this year?
Well, it found that Australians, by and large, trust charities. And to put that in numbers, 86% of Australians trust charities. And in fact, they said that charities are one of the most trusted institutions in Australia.
Okay.
And then they did some comparisons. So they had a list of trusted institutions, and the level of trust in charities came behind doctors, police, the High Court, and surprisingly, the Australian Taxation Office.
Right, okay. A bit of a surprise. I'm not sure that people would have necessarily expected the ATO to be so high up there.
Well, it's been interesting. We thought about that, and we know that the Australian Taxation Office have had a couple of glitches in the last 12 months, and I think it's how they reacted to those glitches and how they communicated
right.
them
yep.
As much as having the problems.
Yeah, right.
And so often public trust and confidence goes up if you can address problems and communicate the outcomes.
Right. Interesting. Well, 86% of the population rating charities as trustworthy is certainly a good result. How does this compare to previous years?
Yeah, we considered it was a good result, but we also noted that it's slightly lower than previous years.
Oh, okay.
So if we go back to 2013, our benchmark year, overall trust in charities was 89%. And then in 2015, it was at 90%. So when we now get to 86%, we can see a downward trend.
Right, yeah. Well, is there much to worry about with this downward trend?
Well, at this stage, we think it's a slight lowering. Mm. We also turned our minds to why this would be. And we made comparisons with other regulators around the world because charity regulators are being established in various jurisdictions. It seems that once you get a charity regulator both focusing on behaviour in charities and then talking about it publicly,
mm-hmm.
One of the dangers is that public trust and confidence can dip.
Right, okay. It's almost a counterintuitive point there. You would think the opposite.
Yeah. I think if there is no supervision and no reporting of mischief, you assume either that all is well or it doesn't come onto your radar.
Yeah, people aren't thinking about it.
Yeah, but once we put out reports, over our time we've had 40 serious issues with charities.
Yeah.
That's not a lot out of 56,000.
No, right.
But we do report each of them to the public and say, we've had to take this organisation off the register after an investigation. So it just gets into the psyche, are they all not worthy of our support? And that's not what we want to say.
Right.
We want to say, I suppose, there is a cop on the beat, there is some supervision, and you can have confidence that someone's having a look. But I take your point, it is kind of counterintuitive. You might say it's counterproductive. But ultimately, the aim is to raise public trust and confidence because something's being done about the bad stuff.
Yeah, right. Okay, and beyond the idea of just overall general trust in charities, what did the research uncover about other attitudes towards charities and the charity sector within Australia?
Well, it found that 9 out of 10 Australians have some support for charities, either through giving time or money. It showed that volunteering is a very important part of people's engagement with charities. And not surprisingly, that people consider transparency of charities to be of great importance to their trust in charities.
Yeah, right.
And it comes back to the question, and 76% of respondents said this, it's important to them to know how the charities are using their donations.
Right, right. It's a common one that pops up in many discussions about the charities and not broader not-for-profit sector. I guess donors trust charities, but they also want to know that the money they're giving to charities is being used in the way that it was intended.
Yeah, they want to make sure the money's getting through. And I think more importantly these days, they want to know whether it's having some impact. Is it right. making a difference?
Yeah, right.
And so I think charities reading this would be aware that what they have to communicate is the difference that they are making in the life of the communities they serve.
Yeah, right. The research also touches on the role of the ACNC in broader public trust and confidence in the charity sector. What did the research find that the public thought about how the ACNC was playing its role in this drama?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Many people thought it was important to have a regulator. Someone making sure that people are behaving appropriately, playing fairly. By the same token, they were unaware of the ACNC's role in that.
Right.
So they said, yep, we think it's important to have a regulator. But recognition of the ACNC as a brand was reasonably low. About two-fifths of the population involved in this survey had heard of the ACNC.
And of the ones that had heard of the ACNC, was it found that there was a general positive reaction towards knowing there is a charity regulator overseeing the sector?
Yeah, once people become aware that there is a charity regulator focusing on this sector, 40% of them have an increase in their overall trust of charities and the charity sector as a whole. So the very existence of a charity regulator or the knowledge of that is good for public trust and confidence.
Do you think that a report that shows that there is this significant amount of trust in Australian charities helps with general giving across the board?
Yeah. When you ask people who don't give, it will often be a failure of trust and confidence.
Right. Okay.
So the charity brand is a good brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's indicated by the 86% of trust. But it is a very fragile brand. And so when people do have a crisis of confidence in charities, how do they react? Generally, they close up the purse and they close up their time commitment.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, we believe that the very public trust and confidence in charities is a significant factor in the community supporting charities and in turn coming alongside charities to strengthen them and make them more vibrant, robust, and sustainable. So if you can think of a virtuous circle, trust is high, support is high, strengthens the charities, causes more trust and confidence.
Yeah, right, right.
So we wouldn't want to get into a doom wheel cycle, which would be, oh no, I don't trust charities, I'm not going to help them, and then it makes it harder for charities to get support.
I think that's a really good point, and goes a long way to showing the value of this sort of research, that even though, as you mentioned earlier, there may be a downturn here and there when people are forced to think about instances that have popped up in the charity sector with wrongdoing and whatnot, but overall, the benefits far outweigh those little blips along the way.
Yeah, we need to have evidence-based information to be able to work out how we can best regulate the sector. And I think the sector needs this sort of evidence to know how it can ensure public trust and confidence. So this sort of research not only helps the regulator, it helps the sector, and I think ultimately it helps the donor.
Yeah, right. And of course, if there was ever a sector that relied very heavily on public trust and confidence, it is the charities and not-for-profit sector.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks very much for that, Murray. People can get this report in full on the ACNC website at acnc.gov.au/trust and confidence. So if you're interested in going into some of the details of the report for 2017, jump on the website and have a look at it there. Thanks very much, Murray. Really appreciate you taking us through some of the details of the report. It's an important one and people should take the time to have a look at it.
It's a pleasure, Matt.
Be sure to check out other episodes of ACNC Charity Chat and other resources, including guides, fact sheets, and webinars on our website at acnc.gov.au. And if you enjoyed this podcast and would like to hear more, subscribe on iTunes or wherever you happen to access it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.